Welcome to Haunted Voices Radio. Join your host, Todd Bates, as he takes you into the realm of the unknown and unexplained. Is the truth really out there? Can we perhaps find the answers we've been looking for? These are just some of the topics we will discuss with our guests. We'll have an open call line, live interaction on the website, and more. Here's your host and founder of Haunted Voices Radio, Todd Bates.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Haunted Voices Radio. Yes, I'm your host, Todd Bates, and thank God it's Friday. Yes, it is Friday, June 1st, the start of a fresh new month. And we have an outstanding show for you this evening. We have actress Eileen Dietz. Now, all I can say is wow. my goodness, where to begin? There is so many, a lot of you are very, very familiar with Eileen and her work, but there's just so much work she has done in the past, the present, and still working. This is an extremely, extremely busy woman and very, very talented. Now, a lot of you may know of her through the movie The Exorcist. Okay, she did play the role of Reagan. We'll say when Reagan was a little bit cranky. She played that role. And if you want to interact with us, it's very, very simple to interact with us. If you have any questions for our guest tonight, Eileen Dietz, you can do so. We're going to open up the call-in lines at the bottom of the hour. And you can also go to hauntedvoicesradio.com. That's hauntedvoicesradio.com. And simply click on the Enter Live Chat button located in the upper right-hand corner, and that'll bring you right into the chat room. You do not have to be a registered user. Just make up a username. And even our guest, Eileen, is in the chat room as well, and you can ask questions to her directly. Or, if you feel a little bit chat-shy, you can contact me directly via Yahoo Messenger. My Yahoo ID is HVR_host. That is HVR_host. And that toll-free number that's going to be open up here in... Well, after the first break, we might open it up sooner. You never know. That toll-free number is going to be 877-216-2987. That's 877-216-2987. And I want to just give you a little taste of our guest this evening because, my goodness, the works are just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just, I've been researching her website for the past 2 days, and her website, by the way, is EileenDietz.com. That's EileenDietz.com. EileenDietz.com. You can also click on the main show banner there at HauntedVoicesRadio.com. It'll take you directly to it.
And you can also go to MySpace, which is EileenDietz.com.
There you go. And she also has a MySpace.
And I won't promise you that, you know, if all you guys come on, come be my network. I won't promise you personal answers. So you might have to look at bulletins when I get real busy. But you can have fun on there on MySpace.
I'm sure they're going to.
Pictures.
Now, let's warn them, Eileen. Before they go to your web, no, let's not warn them. That intro is
just... we don't want to warn them. We want them to start up with your eyes closed.
You've got to see the intro. Wait and watch the intro. And just a little bit about our guest. Now, from the Oscar-winning film The Exorcist and the Emmy-winning movie of the week, Helter Skelter. I cannot believe you did that, Eileen. Incredible. Now, to the Emmy Award-winning daytime drama General Hospital and to the Tony-winning play Steam Bath.
Not bad, huh?
Wow. Eileen,
I get one from each genre.
You do, yes. You, I mean, you do it all. You've gone from horror to drama to an actual, you know, performance play. That is extremely versatile. You are a very versatile woman.
And I used to be. Actually, in the past couple of years, all I've been doing is horror, which is fine with me. I'm very happy if I only do horror.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, you take this as you will, but you are a very, very beautiful woman with your makeup off.
Thank you.
With it on, you scare the tar out of me.
What?
With it on, you scare the tar out of me. So you're doing your job. You're doing your job well.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, there's probably some makeup on some things you haven't seen yet.
Oh.
But that's fine.
There's just, you know, there's so many roles you've played. Planet of the Apes, just, you know, all these television shows you've done, films that you've been in. Constantine, you know, you played a zombie in there. It just, you work with Rowdy Piper.
I did. And by the way, one of the very nicest guys in the whole world.
And see, you wouldn't think that.
Truly, a really nice guy.
You wouldn't think that with him being a wrestler like that, but yet...
You're absolutely right.
He found a new, you know, he's a great actor, just as yourself. And that movie, They Live, it happened to be one of my favorites. I really, really
liked it. Yes, one of my husband's favorites, too.
I really, really liked that. That was the first...
They were talking about making a television series out of it. That's what I heard. And then Roddy got sick, but now he's okay.
Good.
So maybe they'll start talking about it again.
Oh, that's just, wow. I'd love to see him out. I'd love to see him out in the spotlight again. Definitely, definitely.
All of us, yeah.
So many features, Eileen. I mean, Kindergarten Cop. I mean, I love that movie. You know, there's just so many that you have done. And to find out more, you have to go look at her filmography section as well as her biography section. And they're at EileenDeets.com. And you're just going to be completely blown away. I mean, completely blown away. And there's just so many things we're going to talk about here in the hour, the short time that we have with Eileen. Now, first of all, I'm sure the audience is wanting to know. Of course, I already know because I read your biography. I've done some homework on you. And you started acting at a very, very young age. You started acting at a very young age. I mean, could you kind of... What happened? How did you and your twin sister get into that, Eileen?
Okay, well, that's a mistake. My twin sister is not an actress and has never been an actress.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When we were infants, my father used to run an advertising studio, and he took pictures of my mom and the two of us when we were, like, 6 months old. But that was it. My sister's not an actress.
Okay, she's not an actress.
We got that cleared up.
Good. Now, your other sister is a writer.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And, yeah, I've seen some of the works.
She's written 18 books, actually.
Wow.
The one that would be most interesting, I think, to the people who are listening is a book called 50 Cents for Your Soul. That's 50 cents for Your Soul. And it's inspired by The Exorcist, and if you're interested, the first four or five chapters are exactly how I got the role in the movie. Obviously, it's a different name of a different character, but it's exactly from the moment a psychic told me I would be doing a film.
Oh, no, I knew it was going to come. I knew it.
And she warned me to be very careful because there were demonic forces at work. And that was all true.
Oh, you
and
still got
that
it.
That moment until the moment that I did a screen test and got cast is all exactly what happened to me when I got cast in the film. And then my sister goes on into a totally different film and a different character and stuff like that. But the whole beginning, and if anybody would like to get that book, it's on Amazon, or you can get it from just writing me an email on my webpage, and we will send you a copy of the book with an 8x10 picture.
Wow.
Of the demon.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Can't beat that with a stick, because
no.
If you go to a horror convention, the book and the picture is $25, and if you go to a horror convention, then the picture is $20, so you're getting a book for $5.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't beat that with
No, you can't. You can't, and that's something that, you just want to curl up with that at night.
it's a real fun read, and there's a lot of the humor and stuff in it, but her other 17 books are comedy mysteries or mystery comedies. I guess I'll take a few seconds. That one of them was called I'll throw darts at a cheesecake. Sorry, Denny. Her name is Denise Deets, by the way.
Okay.
I'm trying to write something on the chat room and talk at the same time. I don't multitask that well.
Not a problem. Take your time.
Throw darts at a cheesecake is about a Weight Watchers group that, as soon as they start reaching their weight, they get killed. And So that's an interesting premise. She has another book that's all about puns. And if you go to DeniseDeets.com, you'll see a listing of all her books.
Wow. There's a... Oh. You know, what? I was reading through your biography, and there was something that caught my eye. Now, I didn't realize this. You know, going back to the movie The Exorcist, okay? Now, it says here for 6 months, you vomited, levitated, spit, and abused the cross, Eileen. Now, that is a lot in one sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you know, now you actually played the role when she was obviously upset.
Young. Not as young as Linda.
Now, the demon, you also played two parts in there, in that film.
Yeah, we call the demon the Face of Death, or Captain Howdy, and that's the subliminal shot of the black and white face that I was talking about before. Then in the original film, in the 73, the original, it's only shown once, but in the version you've never seen before, I think they use it about three times there. And God knows what they're going to do for the 35th anniversary, which, by the way, is coming up in March.
Oh, no.
Is that amazing or what? 35 years.
And it's still the scariest movie on television, period.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think they can cut some things on TV.
I don't think they can top it.
But I hope that. I would imagine for the 35th anniversary that they'll re-release in the theater. And for you very young people that might be out there, you really should go see in the theater, in a dark theater, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they should definitely go to a dark, dark theater and...
and get the living crap out of you.
Yeah, because you...
get the living crap out of you.
She still got it. Oh, that's incredible. Oh, yeah, that is actually one of your talents. You do voice manipulation like that. You do a very, very well job at it. And to look at you, you wouldn't think that. You know, I mean, here you are, all these different variety of roles that you do. You know, you go from General Hospital, Guiding Light, Exorcist, you know, all these different, you're so just so versatile when it comes to that. And it's just, it's awesome. Absolutely awesome. And
Well, that's what most people do. I just got a little note here that The Exorcist was banned in the movies, and this woman in Steffi's town.
Yes.
I had never heard that. I mean,
the
movie was actually banned.
When you get thrown in the Bible Belt, in a Bible Belt area, let's see. Well, you're familiar with the film The Exorcism of Emily Rose?
Yes.
They wouldn't play that here.
Excuse me?
They wouldn't play that here where I live.
Oh, but The Exorcism of Audrey Rose, I think, is far more anti-church than mm-hmm. The Exorcist is. The Exorcist is really, really pro-religion and pro-Catholicism.
Yeah, and that's what I don't understand.
Especially the end. I mean, that's what... I think maybe they just heard rumors.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, you know, good rules over evil. So why would they do that? I think... I don't know. I've heard some horror stories, no pun intended, about people that have seen that movie. And I know you're familiar with the infamous crab walk that where she goes down the stairs there, that... That gymnast, that had to hurt. But doing that gave a lot of people their hearts actually skipped.
But that was only in the second version.
Mm-hmm. That was there's like two different versions.
Yeah, they didn't use that in the original version.
Yeah, explain why they didn't put all this in there. Didn't it fit because of
there was
time?
Just a discussion between Bill Blatty, who wrote the script, and Billy Friedkin, who directed the movie, and they just couldn't see eye to eye on what they wanted in the movie. So, and let's see if I can get this right. I believe Billy Friedkin wanted the movie as it came out, and Bill Blatty wanted the walk and the like more of the demonic face, and so they obviously compromised on the version you'd never seen before. But these guys don't get along very well. I think they've been suing each other for 35 years.
Suing each other?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, going back and forth. You got to love lawyers.
I mean, I think Bill Blatty is a genius. And I thought that what they unfortunately called... I'm still trying to type and think at the same time.
Oh, take your time.
but I still stop typing for a second. That I think Bill Blasi is a genius, and anybody out there who hasn't seen what they mistakenly called Exorcist 3, because it has nothing to do with Exorcist 3, except I guess they wanted to make some money off the name. It should have been called Legion.
Right.
Which is what the subtitle is, and I think Legion is an absolutely amazing film. I mean, that image, have you seen it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
The image of the desecrated cross is in the church. It's just amazing.
It is. I mean, just the time and effort alone put into that, the effects. There's some that, I don't know, it's just, me, I'm kind of, I guess I'm old school when it comes to that. And to me, there's nothing better than the first movie. There's only, you know, there's very few sequels that I'll watch.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, The Exorcist, I can sit there and watch that all night long. That was actually the first movie that gave me nightmares, you know, when I was younger. And
yeah, but did you see the prequels?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Do I want to? No, I haven't
No, you don't. You really don't want to see them. I mean, I think that The Exorcist, the prologue, is better than Exorcist, the beginning. Exorcist, the prologue, was the one they shot first, and Exorcist, the beginning, was the one they shot second. And I thought that the Paul Schrader, who directed the Exorcist, the prologue, did a far better job on the movie.
Now, I mean, could you clear up a rumor? I mean, was The Exorcist based on a true story?
Yes.
It was.
But it was a little boy.
A little boy and not
a little
girl.
Yeah, it was a little boy in Georgia, in Georgetown.
Okay. Because I've heard that all throughout the years, and, you know, it's just, you know, how could something, you know, I know, I'm sure Hollywood dramatized a little bit, but still, that had to have been horrific for a small child like that. And for you to sit there and do what you did, you know, playing that role just had to have been horrible.
Oh, no. No.
No. I mean, did you have fun doing that? I mean,
of course. First of all, it was acting. And second of all, I was being paid to act. And third of all, I was quite young, and I was working with Max van Sydow, for heaven's sakes. And fourth of all, I worked on the film off and on for 6 months. It was just great having a job. And some of the things were difficult, physically difficult, like the vomiting sequence. Was physically difficult because of the apparatus. But it was a joy. I mean, and I've been like that ever since I was 17 and I started acting. That I love acting. I mean, I've done several films that had 3.5 hours of makeup.
Oh, my goodness.
And you just kind of sit there and go in the zone and you think, boy, I'm lucky. I'm just the luckiest person in the whole world.
I mean,
you're sitting here for 3.5 hours getting makeup on and being paid, you know, to make believe.
I mean, really...
No, it was fun, and everything on The Exorcist was absolutely fun. You know, when you're shooting a movie, you're really shooting it from a different point of view.
So how, I mean, how do you get into that? I mean, this has got to be, how old were you when you did that? If you don't mind me
Never
asking.
Tell.
Was, you'll never tell.
I was close to 18.
Close to 18.
Yeah, because, see, one of the reasons, when they first decided they weren't going to use Linda Blair was because she was too young.
Ah.
And she was just too young to do, like, the masturbation sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went along, they just kept asking me to do other things. And so I had to be old enough to do it, and my body was stronger, and I had more experience as an actress.
Yeah, that's...
But, you know, all you guys out there, you got to understand that when we shot this film, we didn't know it was going to be The Exorcist. You know, we thought we were shooting a horror film that... seemed like fun, and ever since then and now, I've always been a very spiritual person, and so I say, hey, God, this is make-believe, this is not true, nothing on this set is true, and they also used to have a priest come down and bless the set, which I thought was kind of funny.
Oh, that's just, that's good, that worked out perfect, because, you know, I mean, that's that particular scene, and you know what scene I'm talking about, the one where you actually abuse the cross. You know, a lot of people question it and things, and, you know, that's what any demon would do.
I would imagine.
You know, I mean, that is just something that they would do. Anybody in that state of mind, of course they're going to do something
like
that.
Well, I think also in 73, we shot the movie in 72, that it was pretty outrageous. You know, like, what they're doing today, I don't know. I mean, and when you think about The Exorcist, there's really no killing in it. Mm-mm. In a sense. You hear about the fact that the director fell out the window, but you don't see it. There's no blood, there's no gore, and there's no guts.
No,
like the movies they're making today.
Right, but you still had that scary punch to it.
And I mean, even the masturbation scene is suggested.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see anything. You see the cross, and you see the movement, and you see the blood.
That's it.
But you don't actually, obviously, see anything.
It's not really graphic. You know, I mean, today's films are graphic.
Right.
And back then, they got the point across without doing so. And
that's, and like the vomiting sequence is you know, it's pretty bad. But then if you saw anybody vomiting anywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
kind of gross.
You know, I mean, that's. They say that was pea soup. Is that pea soup, or was it some kind of mixture that because that were right in his face?
No, it was just pea soup.
Just pea
it was
soup.
Just pea soup. It was just as simple as that.
And Father Maris didn't mind having it on his face.
Yes, he did.
He did. Okay.
Yeah, he was actually very upset. He didn't like the whole sequence that was happening. He didn't expect it exactly to be the way it was, and he kind of didn't like it.
Well, he when it hit him, you could tell he wasn't too pleased.
Yeah, really kind of like a couple things.
He did handle it pretty well. Better than I would have. Oh, those are just...
You know, there were some things that just were kind of unexpected that got really good reactions from
goodness.
People.
We have so much to talk about here, and we got a lot of questions coming in from the chat room and Yahoo Messenger, and yes, it's okay. We're going to open up the toll-free lines here after the break, folks, okay? We are going to take a short break, and wow.
Is this the six-minute one?
Yes, this is it's going to be about 6 minutes.
Oh, my gosh, it's almost half an hour's gone.
Yeah, it's 8:22 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yeah, see how time flies?
Now, are the people that are, you guys that are in the chat room, are you also listening on the phone?
Yeah, they are all listening because we're getting...
But if they ask me a question and I answer it on the phone, will they get it?
Absolutely.
It's not like just being in a chat room or something?
No, you won't get any kind of double answers or anything like that. If you answer one here live, they'll hear it.
Okay, good.
And it'll be that simple.
But so, if you guys that wanted to know if anything unexplained happened on the set while filming, there are some things you're going to have told off because I am in the process of writing a book. And I wanted to get it done it will be done in the year of the 35th anniversary. It will not get done by March. But since I'm the only one that was old enough to know what was going on in the set and cared about what was going on, unfortunately, some people are dead and some people didn't care and they were doing their own thing. But I know a lot of things that are funny and scary and controversial all at the same time. So look for my book. I don't know what it's going to be called. You just have to look for my name.
And I don't think it's going to be too hard to find, Eileen.
No, you're looking too deep.
I think it's going to be too hard to find at all. So what we're going to do here, folks, we're going to take about a six-minute break. And we come back, we're going to talk more with our guest, Eileen Dietz.
But remind me to say that all you guys out there, if you do write me on my webpage, my email, you know, they'll get you there, and tell me what you'd like to see in the book that I might not have covered, and, you know, like anything specific. And also, you can write me what your experiences were watching The Exorcist, because I want to do a chapter on that.
Oh, boy. Well, you're going to get an email from me, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Now we're at the bottom of the hour, and I'll be quiet for a few minutes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And when we come back, folks, we are going to take your call-ins, and we're going to answer your questions that are just flying in here. We're going to get to those ASAP and also discuss a little bit more of some upcoming things that Eileen's working on.
Okay.
And how you can contact her to, we definitely have to get her out there to some haunted attractions. We've got to get this done, folks. You've got to grab it. You've got to get it while the getting is good. Okay?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm trying to find out the name of it, but it will be on my website.
Yeah, we're definitely going to keep up to date. And, wow, so much to talk about here in the next 30 minutes or so. So you definitely want to stay tuned. Stay tuned. We come back. We're going to talk more with our guest, Eileen Dietz. Visit her website while we're gone, www.eileendietz.com. EilenDietz.com. That's EilenDietz.com. And you can read all about, just take a look at it. Just absolutely incredible resume she has. The filmography, it's just outstanding. Outstanding. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Honor Voices Radio. I'm your host. Thank you.
welcome back.
Thank you very much. Here I am sitting in California, which is, I was going to say warm sunny California, but it's not. It's June gloom. They call it June gloom. Yes, we're into June gloom. But everything's fine. Hello out there, everybody. Many people don't know. But, you know, you guys, wherever you're calling from, if you ever want to see the celebrity at a horror convention, like me or anybody else, you can find out who the promoter's name is, which is very easy to do. You just go to the webpage and tell them that you want a super guest to show up. And generally, if even like 4 or 5 people write it, they'll probably do everything they can to get that guest because they say the one letter is worth 10,000. To the newspaper anyway. So anyone you want, if you'd like to see, including me, but also other people, write to the promoter and tell them what you want to find that person. The promoter will find that person and bring them in. And I promise you, if anybody ever comes up to a show that I'm in and says they spoke to me, I want to voice radio, I'll give them a free picture. I'm trying to say which one. I'll give you a good picture. I'll give you the one I have the most of. Does anybody out there know of a haunted attraction called Hobbs? H-O-B-B-S, Hobbs Grove? I thought it was in Indianapolis, but no, I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that my manager said something about Indianapolis, because I have a niece that lives in Indianapolis. We were talking about that. I hope I don't find myself just like sitting alone on the street someplace. Hello, where is everybody? And actually, I haven't seen Creepshow yet. I've heard all kinds of different things about it. Has anybody out there seen it? Because it just went right to video. Yeah, I think there's an anniversary coming up with Creepshow, the original Creepshow. I think George Romero is doing something with that. I do know George Romero, and he has got to be one of the nicest, most genial, most gentle people in the whole wide world. You wouldn't expect it of him, but he is. I don't care what I thought you said. I've heard of the Nice Men Together. I don't really remember why. George has a new movie coming out. It's going to be called Diary of the Dead. Yeah, it's good. It's a small film. It takes me kind of back to the roots of the Night of the Living Dead. I thought it was one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. When people always ask you what scariest movies are the same, because can't tell you it's just Living Dead has got to be up there. The original. How old are you, Rachel? 35. Hey, my my ass is not going up in the chat room anymore. It just got stuck. Oh, this is beeping. Oh, I answered that. Let me get that in there in the chat room. I think that they weren't, that was over 18, so they really didn't have much of anything to do about it. I mean, I'm not sure I even told them. I was kind of a rebellious kid, and I was old enough to leave home. I left home, but didn't have far to go, because I just went to New York City. That's where I was born. My parents lived out to Long Island. So I still felt like I was running away from home and going to New York to be an actress. I mean, I still. You know, so I don't think they really have much of an opinion about it at all. So, and I don't even remember when it came out if they had much of an opinion about it. So that's the answer to that question. I was pretty much on my own by then. Well, you know, I'd done other work before I did the exorcist, so, yeah, and like I said, nobody thought anything particularly weird happening. I guess when I think about it now, my agent thought it was a big joke. But yeah, like, yeah, you're doing this and that, and he thought it was just a big joke. And don't be afraid. I can't fight. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to fight with. That I told me. Hey guys, don't want to stay for the minute. Yeah, like a movie called Dante Pose. It's a different category. Come here. Come here. Let me talk to you. I mean, there were a bunch of people that asked me if I would do their, kind of do an Ask Me game, greetings for them. You know, like, who people want a mom that are upset or something. Oh, come on, can do it. You know, answer the phone, call me. That's the guy we're good. And I said, oh. I'm sorry, I have to film the what? No, more happened to me while I was shooting it. I mean, it was really weird. Like, I'd go into an office or something and a picture would fall off the wall and everybody blamed me for everything that was weird in their life that was because of me. The rest of it was just, you know, I came out to California. There was some controversy over who did what in the film. And it was around Oscar time. And after Oscar time, that was the end of that. And then I went on and, you know, was working. At the time, I did a Happy Days, and I did Papa John, and I did Times the Age, but there was a kid show called Quote 50,000 Shows. So I really kind of left it behind, and I mean, I didn't really even start talking about it until about 6 years ago or 7 years ago. That's a long time. I mean, someone said, hey, you know, you should be doing horror conventions. And I went, oh, okay. So, you know, I did General Hospital for a couple of years. So, like, you know, it was kind of just like a job to me. You're the only one in the country that didn't. How old are you in 1980? Oh, you do know who's a lot. You heard of them or you watched them? Well, listen, I mean, it's amazingly enough, the General Hospital was on when I was on the show. And it was Luke and Laura, and it was also Sarah and Heather, which was, of the Robin Madison Club. We had the four most popular people on the show. And it was like watching, it was like being on a hit nightclub show. And everybody in the country was watching that show. Men, women, college kids would go to the dorms and watch the show. And it was just amazing. I mean, I couldn't go anywhere without being recognized and stopped and signing autographs and stuff. But guys watched it just as much as women watched it. Really, in the offices, people had television. And their office would take a late lunch out in L.A. because we were on at 2 o'clock in L.A. So it was an amazing phenomenon. But men watched it just as much as women. And I'm so for dying. I don't know what's going to happen. I think we could go on a totally different topic. I just got thrown off. Chat room. We could go on and on like that, but it's just, I think people just have other things to do with their lives, and I think because of the economy and the world we live in, that women have to work. And, it's not like in the 50s when football was really popular, but that you could just live on one income. I just go back to the chat room. I like it and didn't like it. If that makes any sense. I like parts of that. I'm not sure if the possession scenes really worked. I liked it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I thought it was about like a 7.5. And how did the viewer feel? I mean, it's the person asked the question. Okay. Yeah, people are actually doing what in here? I did something very interesting with Exorcist too, that they had never done with a film before, which was they'd never let anybody into the theater until the movie was going to start. So that they wanted people to see lines up and down the block. And that was the first time that any film had ever done that. Not that they weren't sold out, but they wanted other people that weren't going to the movie to know that they had other people going to see it. They probably had one of the best, that you haven't seen a publicity campaign on the film done like that until the Blair Witch Project. Did you watch the whole thing? I couldn't watch the whole thing. Wasn't it? Well, I'll tell you what, when it's done, great PR campaign, it's been Jim Smith. Everybody knows that movie, right? Everybody out there, everybody knows that movie. And it's not done. It's not out there yet. Everybody knows about it. And we're still trying to get it fixed. But it's, I thought the director of Ethan, he can do an incredible PR job on the movie.
But just one question. Only you, one of the persons,
it's just amazing. It's amazing for sure.
whatever happened to Baby Jane with Betty Davis and Joan Crawford? That's a wonderful movie. Have you seen that one? Go see it. Go get it out of your store and see it. The Rosemary Baby. The horror film. I mean, I can mention more horror films that I really love. That are 30, 40 years old than I can than things that came out last week. Hatchet's a really good film, by the way. Is the film coming out? Hatchet. It's directed by Adam Green, and it has cameo roles by Robert Englund and Tony Todd in it. And it's a wonderful, wonderful Hatchet film. It's a wonderful horror film, and you guys should all look for it. And then it's going to open September something. You know, it'll open 2 weeks after Halloween, the new Halloween. Yeah, so the week, you know, everybody will have seen the new Halloween and decide whether they like it or not. Yep. There's a dozen people who are in it. At least eight. And nobody knows. Nobody knows what it's going to be like. Nobody knows it's going to be an absolutely fabulous film. Or what's it going to be like. Oh, you know what? You know what everybody says? This is not original. It's what everybody says, the last one. Oh, this is my manager. Hold on a second. Hey, Chris, I'm doing an interview and I wanted to know, you're in Illinois and I wanted to know where the haunted house is. You live in Indianapolis? Oh, okay. So, what do you think it might be, Indianapolis? I know the name of it. It's called Hobbs Grove. But I didn't know where it was. Oh, I got the wrong one. Okay. The Huntington, and the Huntington JCs. Hold on. It's Huntington, Indiana. You know that place? Okay, Chris, I'll talk to you later because I'm talking. I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio and I'm in a chat room all at the same time. I was looking at the wrong contract. Yeah. So you know where this is, right? Will you be able to come see me?
3 hours away.
Oh, that's not too far away? Okay. Yeah, that's fine with it. Yeah. I opened up a can of worms to everybody on the chat room. I think about their favorite movies or their favorite people. They do Reagan, Michael Myers, Jason, and Freddy Krueger. Oh, and Chucky. I am one of those guys. Two Little Bells is their ringtone. Two Little Bells is my ringtone, too.
Yeah, we heard one too.
Oh, you just heard it just now, right? Yeah, it's really fun. I was at Angoria, which is the horror convention you guys probably know, 2 weeks ago, and my phone went off. It was really cool. Everyone in the audience turned around and said, woo! I think these things are fun. You know what I keep seeing is people who use the black and white face on their, you know, on their band things, or sometimes on their DVDs, or his artwork. The black and white face is everywhere. I wish I could make money off it. The Warner Brothers owns it. And then people have them, you know, wear it on their arm. And so it's kind of really cool. I think it's good. I like being, I think I'm an icon. And I like, yeah, and kind of weird. Okay, I should talk about it. I did another movie over last summer. It was called Queen of Screams. And here's another old movie. But it was like Norma Desmond meets Carrie, and Norma Desmond was the subject of all. She just kind of an old, used up, she's, the character I play is this very famous, horror film actress in JP films, and she's being pushed out by this other actress, but she kills it. And ends up opening a theater up in Ottawa, California, that her husband buys for her. And, then things happen, like I have a show, a fight night type show. On the end of our type show, and then some things happen, and then hell goes through. So, you should look for that. It's going to go to DVD. It's going to be called The Queen of Screams. Mm-hmm. That's the film of heart. She didn't, I think, she didn't only want revenge, she wanted the town, something like that. She just kind of takes out the town of Ottawa. It's a very little, small picture town of California. So, hopefully that will come out soon, and that'd be a very fun show to see that and The Legend of the Mountain. I'm going to read this to you. So, The Queen of Screams is out for more than revenge. She wants to tell. Like that. Is there a way I can stay in the chat room after we get off the phone?
Yeah.
Also, if your show is only an hour. Well, if someone just was carrying that up, creepy away, I think they should. Sure. I'm just going here, though. I see your dirty pillows. They're all going to laugh at you. Maybe that's from, is that from Carrie? What's that? Yeah. Is that just something that's been going on? Okay, let's just repeat that for five. Is that right? Yes. 5 or 7, my time? Should be 5 after 8, right?
What?
I think this conversation has made my way. No, it's 5 after 7. So what time do we start?
We
check your time, that's why I'm getting mixed up. Yeah. Clock my time. So, you can do another 15 minutes if you guys want. You guys can keep sending in in the chat room and I'll try and answer them. I'm going to go to the next one.
I'm going to talk to you. Welcome back to the program.
Hi.
You responded to your question earlier. What were you thinking about earlier? My ear was moving to the people. I see what can go to bed. With what's been in the board, it is the reason that the physical transform of this already present. Seeing the words of the computer better, using the words of both of them, so much everyone can improve the entire movie, which is one of the things that we
Yeah.
Bring the demon on. Are you guys really
interested in this film, go see if you can find the book. It's on Amazon. It's usually on Amazon. And the book has a little bit different take on the book end. You know, they, at the end, you're not really sure if she was possessed or she was just kind of made up a little bit. Yeah. But anyway, obviously, you know, the medical transfer stuff. But the only thing that they don't do in the book is that they don't do the transfer of contact lenses, but they don't do the transfer of the eyes. And that's really the only thing when you think about it that you actually tell your nose she was possessed. It's when she becomes unpossessed. And I think that was a definite, amazing choice that they made in the makeup plan to make Reagan look human and not like this ridiculous, you know, like gross monster type people. I mean, actually, did that. We went from the really, really depressed kind of makeup with big eyebrows and teeth and eyes and all that kind of stuff. But little by little, picked it up and it was such an amazing makeup person in the world. Whittled it down to that she was totally recognizable.
Yeah, sure.
I'm doing great. We can also be 83. Everything. Money's good. Career is wonderful. Everything else is now just the most important thing you have.
Thank you.